Alex, Madeline.
What, Luke?
You're back in the studio with us? You hosted yesterday, but what's going on?
What are you guys doing on July 7th? What do you have planned?
Cancel them. Eating a three-day-old potato salad?
No. You guys are going to Ozfest. It is going to be awesome. Anyone who is anyone in metal is going to be there. Alice in Chains, I know you love them, Alex. And Ozzy himself is going to be there.
Well, this has got to be a $100 ticket. I'm not sure about...
That is the best part, okay? It's free this year. That's right, metal heads and thriftiness heads. Yesterday, Sharon Osbourne announced that for this summer's 12th tour of Ozfest, admission will be free. That's all the headbanging and bad-eating you can handle gratis. The show's promoters say they'll make up the cost through advertising, souvenirs, and concessions. Can you say $200 Diet Pepsi? Plus, they say concertgoers were just paying too much money for concerts. They were getting so expensive, and they wanted to make sure that the good folks who were interested in banging their heads loud enough to wake the dead got a chance to, regardless of socioeconomics. Of course, declining ticket sales over the past few seasons might have had something to do with the move as well. This summer's tour will hit 25 cities, from San Bernardino to West Palm Beach. Now, they haven't firmed up the entire lineup, but if last year's rundown, which included bands like Hatebreed, Full Blown Chaos, and Bad Acid Trip, I guess Debbie Boone was unavailable. If last year's rundown is any indication, concertgoers can expect to get an earful of something. Who knows what America's headbangers will do with all that extra cash. Now that Ozfest is going to be free, maybe that pentagram tattoo they've been eyeing, or a bucket of pig's blood. Or how about this? Some freaking earplugs. They're going to need them. Luke Burbank, NPR News. Millions of people.